请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
John arrives at the hotel.
约翰到达酒店。
He checks in at the front desk.
他在前台办理入住。
The receptionist smiles warmly.
前台接待员温暖的微笑。
She gives him a key.
他给了他一把钥匙。
John thanks her for the key.
约翰感谢他的钥匙。
Then he goes to his room.
然后他去他的房间。
The room is nice and clean.
房间很好且干净。
He puts down his bag.
他把他的包放下。
Next, John goes to the pool.
接下来，约翰去游泳池。
The pool is very big.
游泳池非常大。
He swims in the pool.
他在游泳池里游泳。
After swimming, he feels happy.
游泳之后，他感到快乐。
John enjoys his vacation.
约翰享受他的假期。
Rosa Syabitova is an elderly woman.
罗莎·西亚比托娃是一位年迈的女性。
She lives alone in a small apartment.
她独自住在一个小公寓里。
Rosa receives a pension every month.
罗莎每个月都领养老金。
However, it is not enough money.
然而，这不是足够的钱。
She must pay for food and bills.
她必须支付食物和账单。
Every month, she worries about her money.
每个月，她都担心她的钱。
Rosa likes to save very little.
罗莎喜欢节省很少。
She loves to garden in her free time.
她喜欢在空闲时间做园艺。
Her garden is small but colorful.
她的花园很小但五颜六色。
Rosa grows flowers and vegetables.
罗萨种花和蔬菜。
She shares them with her friends.
她与她的朋友们分享它们。
They help her sometimes when they can.
他们有时在可以的时候帮助她。
Rosa is happy with her simple life.
罗莎对她简单的生活感到开心。
The stadium was buzzing with excitement as fans gathered for the match.
体育场因为球迷们聚集在比赛而充满了兴奋。
Juarez was ready to face off against the fierce Pumas team.
华雷斯准备好与凶猛的普马斯队对抗。
Pumas had a great season and were confident in their skills.
美洲狮度过了一个伟大的赛季，并对他们的技能充满信心。
The lineup had some surprises, including a new striker.
阵容中有一些惊喜，包括一名新前锋。
Fans were eager to see how the game would unfold.
粉丝们渴望看到比赛将如何发展。
Juarez's coach believed his team had the upper hand.
华雷斯的教练相信他的队伍占了上风。
As the match began, the atmosphere was electric.
当比赛开始时，气氛是电力十足的。
Both teams showed aggression from the start.
两个队伍从一开始就表现出攻击性。
The fans cheered loudly, hoping for a goal.
粉丝们大声欢呼，期待进球。
Midway through the first half, Juarez scored the first goal.
在上半场的中间，华雷斯打入了第一个进球。
The crowd erupted in cheers and applause.
人群发出欢呼和掌声。
Pumas regrouped quickly and retaliated with a brilliant play.
美洲狮迅速重组，并以一场精彩的比赛进行了报复。
The game continued with end-to-end action.
比赛继续进行，尽善尽美的行动。
Both teams fought hard until the final whistle blew.
两支队伍拼尽全力，直到最后的哨声响起。
In the end, Juarez triumphed and secured the 3 points.
最后，胡亚雷斯获胜并获得了三分。
It was a match that would be remembered for a long time.
这是一场将被长久铭记的比赛。
The Los Angeles Lakers faced an unprecedented challenge in their recent match against the Boston Celtics.
洛杉矶湖人队在与波士顿凯尔特人队的最近一场比赛中面临前所未有的挑战。
This game was critical for their playoff aspirations, particularly with their star player injured.
这场比赛对他们的季后赛愿望至关重要，尤其是在他们的明星球员受伤的情况下。
Jackson Hayes, a relatively new addition to the team, was viewed as a pivotal factor in this match.
贾克森·海斯作为团队相对较新的成员，被视为本场比赛的关键因素。
His ability to read the game and make quick decisions set him apart from others.
他阅读比赛和做出快速决策的能力使他与他人不同。
During the game, his defensive skills were equally impressive, thwarting several opportunities for the opposition.
在比赛中，他的防守技能同样令人印象深刻，有效地阻止了对手的几次机会。
As the clock wound down, Hayes exhibited remarkable poise under pressure.
随着钟表领域，海耶斯在压力下表现出了非凡的沉着。
His performance not only impressed his teammates, but also secured a crucial victory for the Lakers.
他的表现不仅给他的队友留下了深刻印象，还为湖人队赢得了重要的胜利。
In the aftermath, analysts hailed him as the unsung hero of the match.
事后，分析师称赞他是比赛中被忽视的英雄。
Ultimately, Jackson Hayes proved that he is a valuable asset to the Los Angeles Lakers.
最终，杰克逊·海斯证明了他是洛杉矶湖人的一个宝贵资产。
Recent breakthroughs in neuroscience have shed light on the enigmatic workings of the human brain.
最近的神经科学突破揭示了人脑的神秘运作。
Innovative imaging techniques now reveal intricate neural connections previously invisible to science.
创新的成像技术现在揭示了以前对科学不可见的复杂神经连接。
These advancements have significant implications for understanding cognitive disorders.
这些进步对理解认知障碍有重要影响。
Recent studies have identified key biomarkers indicative of neurodegenerative diseases.
最近的研究已确定与神经退行性疾病相关的关键生物标志物。
The implications extend beyond pathology, affecting both the medical and psychological fields.
影响超越病理，影响医学和心理学领域。
As we delve deeper into this intricate subject, ethical considerations emerge analytically and urgently.
当我们更深入地探讨这个复杂的主题时，伦理思考会以分析和紧急的方式出现。
The rapid pace of discovery demands rigorous ethical frameworks to guide research practices.
发现的快速步伐需要严格的伦理框架来指导研究实践。
The collaboration between neuroscientists and clinicians cultivates an environment of innovation.
神经科学家与临床医生的合作培育创新的环境。
Such interdisciplinary approaches foster a comprehensive understanding of brain functionality.
这样的跨学科方法促进了对大脑功能的全面理解。
Ultimately, these discoveries may lead to revolutionary treatments for mental health issues.
最终，这些发现可能导致革命性的心理健康问题治疗。
This era of neuroscience is not merely about understanding the brain, but enhancing human well-being.
这个神经科学时代不仅仅是关于理解大脑，还增强人类的福祉。
Today is Sunday, and I am excited to interview a famous athlete.
今天是星期天，我很兴奋要采访一位著名运动员。
Her name is Lisa, and she has won many championships.
她的名字是丽莎，她赢得了很多冠军。
I am looking forward to learning about her journey.
我期待着学习有关她的旅程。
She started playing sports when she was just 5 years old.
她在五岁的时候开始玩运动。
Lisa played on her school team and trained hard.
丽莎在她的学校队里比赛，并努力训练。
She always dreamed of becoming a professional athlete.
她总是梦想成为一名职业运动员。
This dream pushed her to train every day and improve her skills.
这个梦促使她每天训练并提高她的技能。
She participated in many competitions and won several medals.
她参加了许多比赛，并赢得了几枚奖牌。
Now, she is preparing for a charity tournament next month.
现在，她正在为下个月的慈善比赛做准备。
This tournament aims to help children in need and promote sports.
这个比赛旨在帮助需要的儿童并促进体育活动。
I believe that Lisa will inspire many young athletes.
我相信丽莎会激励许多年轻运动员。
This is a great opportunity for charity and sports.
这是一个很好的慈善和体育机会。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。